This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Tiki Barber. Here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, sitting alongside Aaron Murray, Georgia hero, right?
I don't know about hero now. Let's pump the brakes a little bit now.
CBS Sports Radio, or CBS Sports Network, I should say, college football analyst, a good guy. We've had on the show many times. You can get us on Twitter at Tiki and Tierney, Sirius XM, channel 206. You can stream us on radio.com. Just look for Tiki and Tierney. You can also find the podcast of this show on radio.com as well. Have a fun show for you lined up. We're going to continue our Tiki and Tierney training camp two-a-days with the Philadelphia Eagles as Howard Eskin, who is an Eagles analyst and host on 94 WIP, will join us in our second hour, 4:40 Eastern, 1:40 Pacific time. But Aaron, welcome to the show, man. I think this is the first time you've co-hosted or been in the studio.
Yeah,
with
first
us,
time this. I've called in. Yeah. I've done a couple interviews and chatted with you too. But it's good to be here. You guys are living the good life here. You know, in the city. I'm in Atlanta, which is fun. But you know, there's a little different vibe when you get into New York City. The big lights, the nice fancy studio. You got producers in your ear. I mean, it's.
I could do this more. You got the whole setup.
If you need me more, I'm more than willing to come up here. Let's go.
I'm keeping you for 2 days.
Let's go.
So you're here tomorrow as well. So don't take me up on that. By the way, you have a Sirius show that you do, Sirius XM show that you do. How can they find that?
Sirius XM, I do the SEC channel.
Okay.
So we're talking all SEC, mostly football, because you know we love football in the SEC.
Of course.
Little basketball, little baseball. We do have some good baseball. The Vandy boys had a good year this year. And a little bit on ESPNU, too, as well.
So
kind of go back and forth, staying busy.
See, this is why I like Aaron.
And you know what the good thing with
that? He's a hustler.
You know, just not the radio is, or just doing the radio, I ain't got to get all fancy as you. Like the jacket, looking all
on.
Nice.
If I took this jacket off, I'd have a straight T-shirt
you know,
on.
Usually I'm like my, you know, my Lululemon shirt and shorts, no shoes on. My dogs are at my feet hanging by me. And
I am usually very, very casual, but I took my T-shirt.
You got fancy on me.
And churched it up today because I had to go to a press conference. I'm going to lead with this today. I went to a press conference over at Rock Nation headquarters, which is up on 26th Street on the west side, with Jay-Z and Commissioner Goodell. It's actually a really interesting room. There are about 30 journalists from ABC and NBC and, you know, a non-traditional media as well. Undefeated was there, and Charlamagne from 105.1 and Angie Martinez, they were there to talk about this new initiative that Jay-Z and the NFL have entered in. Now, primarily, it's about music. It's about helping program the Super Bowl and other major events that the NFL is going to be involved in. And if you need a good partner for music and major events, Rock Nation's a good one to be a part of. The second part of this initiative is the one that's interesting, more interesting, and probably more controversial because Rock Nation is partnering with the NFL on their social change initiatives that have been going on for a couple of years now. But it gets controversial because people keep wanting to throw Colin Kaepernick into this. Yep. Now, I was at this meeting, and I think this is a great thing. Yep. I think the NFL has you know, had a little bit of a black eye regarding Colin Kaepernick nationally. Definitely in pockets, it's really black. But nationally, it's been a little bit of a black eye because it won't go away, even though Colin Kaepernick has created a discussion. It's been ongoing and elevated for 3 years, man. It's amazing what Cap did. When you think about, like, the NFL, this is from your – because I know what my perspective is on this, what Colin Kaepernick's stance brought to the NFL and what it has done downstream, really across this country. Do you see it as a positive? Or do you see it still in some of this negative light that I keep hearing?
Well, I think the issue is it's the negative light right now. And because for all the good that's being done with the NFL in the community, and I can go back to my time in the league with Philadelphia and Kansas City, guys want to make a change happen, whether it's themselves, whether it's through the NFL, whether it's through whatever team they're a part of. There's a lot of good stuff going on, but the problem is when you have all this negativity, of course, the first thing, if a normal person walking down the street, they grab a piece of paper, the negativity is going to be on the front page. The good stuff's going to be on page 3 or 4.
That's right.
So you assume then as a person who's a fan of the NFL that it's all negative. All this bad stuff's going on, and the NFL's bad, and the owners are bad, and Goodell's bad. It's just bad, 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 bad. But open to page 3 or 4, and you'll see the stuff going on in the community, the guys helping out, and the NFL helping out, Goodell doing stuff. So that's the problem, is what the media decides to portray focus on. So if we stop focusing on the past and what happened with Kaepernick and the kneeling, and focus on what the steps have been done to make this better, because I think there's been a ton of great stuff going on. There is a ton of great stuff going on. I think today's
conversations going
on. I think we're breaking through in a lot of areas, and it's good stuff.
Yes.
We need to focus on that more.
You're right.
And I think we can do that if everyone jumps on board and stops talking about the past.
Well, here's the problem. There's guys, namely Eric Reed, who keep focusing on the past. I want to read directly from his Twitter account. This is Eric Reed after this partnership between Roc Nation and the NFL was announced yesterday. It was actually leaked yesterday. The press conference was today. He says, quote, "You and some others seem to misunderstand that we had no beef with the NFL until they started perpetuating the systematic oppression that we were fighting by blackballing Colin and then me." That doesn't make sense, but whatever. "No, I won't quit playing, but I will be a royal pain in the NFL's ass for acting like they care about people of color by forming numerous disingenuous partnerships to address social injustice while collectively blackballing Colin, the person who brought oppression and social justice injustice to the forefront of the NFL platform." Now, the problem I have with Eric Reed here, I get that he's emotional about this, and he had to sit out a year, and he felt like the NFL didn't want him specifically because he took a knee. Yep. My problem with this is that it's putting any kind of progress that the NFL would want to do, or anyone associated with the NFL, like Roc Nation, in the context of Colin Kaepernick, right? Like, so without Colin Kaepernick involved, so on Eric Reed's terms, on Colin Kaepernick's terms, that nobody can do anything good. And that's just not the case. Right. Just because it doesn't fit what you specifically want, which is giving Colin Kaepernick a job, doesn't mean that good things aren't happening. And that's my problem. We're losing the fact that progress has been made in a lot of places.
And we're discussing these comments and Kaepernick and his, you know, him not being picked up by a team. There's a lot of reasons why Colin Kaepernick is not on a football team. One is, we know distractions are awful in an NFL locker room.
And
we go back to what we've talked about all week.
That's right.
With the receiver out there, Brown.
Antonio Brown, yeah.
John Gruden doesn't want to deal with distractions.
No
NFL coach wants to deal with distractions. You don't want to be talking with the media about a certain player every single week. It's tough. So it's not just one issue why Colin Kaepernick is not in the NFL.
Yeah.
But once again, the headline is going to be what Reed said. And that's my big issue, is the headline should be NFL and Roc Nation are working together to better this country, to better programs within the cities, but that won't be it. It's going to be Eric Reed's not happy with what's going on with the NFL and Roc Nation.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's going to be negative when it should be a positive,
and
that's what we have to keep fighting.
So one of the questions I asked was, how are you going to measure success? And it's really hard to measure success of a social initiative like this. Now, you could go look at the social media mentions and the social media interactions. But later on in the press conference, he started talking about J.J. Watt's initiative to help out the victims of the flood down in Houston, and how it started as just like really small, I want to raise $1 million. And what was the total number that he raised at the end of it? I think it was like 30-something million, or maybe even more than that. It was an enormous social, like, you know, positive. And what Jay and the NFL are looking to do is magnify things like that. So it doesn't just have to be social injustice. Mm-hmm. It could be an education. 37 D cell, $37 million he raised. And it just started with a tweet, yep. like, I want to raise $1 million. Who's going to join me? Mm-hmm. Type of thing. And $37 million yep. later, like, that's powerful. Like, that impacts people and the world in a positive life and positive light and puts the NFL, you know, in a great, unbelievable light. Those are the things that are going to happen with this initiative. It's not just about Colin Kaepernick, even though a lot of people are going to try to make it about Colin Kaepernick.
Well, it's that what the NFL can do, and now with Roc Nation behind its back because of their popularity within
right.
just everywhere. The music industry is a yep. big industry.
Culture.
And you want to talk about initiatives, obviously education,
mm-hmm.
Police and community relations,
right.
and criminal justice reform. I mean, there's a lot of goals, and it's not going to happen. These are big topics, and they're going to be talked about a lot, and it's a, especially with the election coming up in another year. But
yeah,
it's a whole nother area to discuss. But this isn't something that happens overnight. These initiatives take time. The relationships take time. The NFL and Roc Nation, that relationship is going to continue to grow. The more they get to know each other, the more things they do, the more ways they figure out how to get Jay-Z involved, the more ways they figure out how to get certain NFL players involved. So this is a huge positive for the NFL, and I think it's only going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. It's just let's just focus on what good is being done right yeah. now, and I think it far outweighs the negative. It's just what we want to shine a light
Let
on.
Let me ask you this because I don't think this would be the case if Colin Kaepernick was given an opportunity, because this was directly asked to Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell said, Colin Kaepernick can play.
Yeah.
It's up to some team
mm-hmm.
giving him an opportunity to play. And there was no collusion. I know people want to say, oh, there's collusion and they black. There was none. It was what you alluded to, Aaron. He became such a distraction that it was hard to justify signing him, especially because of the amount of money that he wanted. Now, Roger said, if he wants to play and the team wants to play, he can play.
Yeah.
If he got a chance, if some team just picked him up at the end of training camp and gave him a chance to be acquitted, do you think this would go away?
No.
I wonder
what he would have up his sleeve is the thing. I mean, would he do something to start some other controversy and get people talking about something else? I just don't know. I don't see it happen
yeah.
because of the distraction aspect
yeah.
of it.
Not because he can't play, not because he was blackballed.
Especially as your number two. I mean, there's not a lot of number one quarterback positions out there wide open in the NFL. I think everyone's pretty solidified. So the last thing
maybe
you want
Bengals,
is your
maybe the Bengals.
Yeah, the last thing you want is your backup quarterback being in the news more than your. So you know,
yeah.
I mean, the role of a backup quarterback is to aid and assist the starting quarterback. Whether it's, you know, what do I need to do in film preparation? Do I need to break down third downs, red zone? That is your job. Your job is to stay out of the limelight, work,
yep.
prepare the starting quarterback the best you can, and if your number gets called.
Go execute. You better be ready.
Don't make mistakes. Just execute and try to win a game.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a close one. So when an NFL team looks at him right now, the thing is they don't see that. They
yeah.
just see distraction, distraction, distraction. So he's not getting blackballed.
Yeah.
I think he's hurt himself. And I don't know. There's going to be a team that has to have like 3 or 4 quarterback injuries for him to get the call.
He also hasn't talked a lot, so we don't know. So we know, but we don't really know.
We know he's working though. He's been waking up at 5 a.m.
Yes.
still grinding away.
Yeah, we know, but we don't know. That's what makes this so, I guess, complicated in so many different ways. We're going to take a break here, but just I want to leave you with this last little nugget from this press conference today. A question was asked of Roger Goodell about what the commissioner should do. It was directed erroneously to Jay-Z. Jay-Z goes, "I'm not the commissioner yet."
Yet.
I thought that was really interesting. Tiki and Tierney here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to come back. Take your calls. What do you think about this Colin Kaepernick situation? Or more importantly, the Jay-Z, Roc Nation, and NFL partnership. I think it has a potential for some great things. What do you guys think? 855-212-4227. Give us a call here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Summer is here, and so is the unbearably hot weather. Think about how much time we spend in the sun over the summer. We also spend a lot of time in our cars during the summer months. You know how that heat can just drain the life out of you? Well, imagine what it's doing to your car. Summer heat can be draining on your vehicle's battery, even more so than the harsh winter months. Heat, more than cold, can shorten your battery's life. Rising temperatures can cause battery fluids to evaporate, leading to corrosion on cable clamps and terminals. You always want your car at its peak performance. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. That's right, it's free. And if it needs replacing, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact SuperStart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. To find a store near you, visit O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki Barber, Aaron Murray here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Reach out to us, 855-212-4227. Now, before in the break, Aaron, we're just talking. I didn't really. It's only been 2 years.
I know.
That Cap hasn't played. It feels like it's been half a decade.
Well, our first thought was 2015. We're it's been 4 years, like, wait, three, been, four, yeah, or 5 years.
It's at least 4 years.
Yeah, it's only been two seasons.
Yeah, two seasons.
Which is kind of short.
It's very short, which kind of brings up, you know, the thought. He's only been out for 2 years. Some guys miss a whole season because of an injury. Yeah. He's a quarterback. He's mobile. It's not necessarily like he is reading defenses, and the game is shifting more towards, you know, half field reads as opposed to I got to see everything. Could he play right now?
I think he could. You know, I think the Alliance came to him. R.I.P. Alliance. Alliance football. That was fun for the 2 months it lasted. And listen, the XFL's coming out, so there's opportunities to get some film. You know, it's better. You need film as an NFL player and a guy that hasn't played in a while,
yeah,
or an undrafted free agent, whatever it is. You want all the preseason tape you can get. And for Kaepernick, if he wants to really play,
yeah,
there's some opportunities out there with some of these leagues that have come out. I'm sure the XFL and the commissioner of that league is going to be knocking on his door saying, hey, well, why not?
We're in
major cities. He can be in L.A. He can be in New York.
The AFF definitely reached out to him, right?
He wanted some crazy amount of money.
I think he wanted a ton of
money.
And
as we found out that, you know, they could have offered it to him and not paid him. So they still owe a bunch of people money,
yeah,
I believe.
No, I know.
$48 million.
I got some friends that did some of the games. I did the first game, but a bunch of the guys that did later games.
They still owe me some money. You know, I'm still waiting for my check in the mail.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Luckily, I have a wife who's an attorney.
Yeah, yeah.
So she calls them nasty grams.
Uh-huh.
So she wrote a little letter. I'm like, you know, chances of getting this money are very slim.
Let me sidestep for a second here. We get distracted, but it's okay. This is our first time with Aaron in the studio, so I'm going to be distracted a lot. Yes. What was that like, the AAF? Like, because we've heard all the stories, but I don't think
the horror stories.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Was it bad? Was it all bad?
Well, listen, I was on a unique team, with the Atlanta team.
Yeah.
With the fact that we had six offensive coordinators in 2 months.
What?
Six offensive, like, try learning a playbook for any position, quarterback, receiver, running back, offensive, when every 2 weeks the plays are changing.
Oh, geez.
The names are changing. What you're calling that week's changing. Who's calling the plays and how they call them is changing.
Who was your head coach?
A nightmare. Well, we start off with Childress, Brad Childress.
Oh, that's right.
Who's my boy from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Calls me, said, hey, come on, let's play in this league. You know the offense. You know me. Let's have some fun. 2 days in, he's a no-show to practice. He literally called in sick. And we're in practice. Like, where's Childress at? Oh, he's not here today. He's sick. Get back to the hotel. He had packed his stuff and drove off. Goodbye. Oh, so he's gone. Vic's gone. We had another guy come in, Ron Turner, came in for 2 days. Literally came in 2 days, changed 10 plays up, the names of the plays. So these are, you know, we have a month to learn plays. 4 days in, he wants to change 10 of our plays. Then he's like, nah, we're good. I'm going to leave as well. QB coach who's never coached before became our OC. He lasted 2 games, did the same thing Childress did. He packed his stuff up and just left overnight.
So,
and then I was OC for a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we hired
a player coach?
Yeah, I was a player coach for a week. You know.
That's an awesome story.
Jackie Moonstyle. And then our fourth one, Ken Sambisi, was awesome, but then the league just folded.
Yeah.
We were at practice. And we all knew the news was coming out one way or the other. So we grab our cell phones and we get the message. It's all over our Twitter feeds and Instagram. You know, AAF's done. Our coaches had no idea. They're in there breaking down film. They're like, hey, you know, listen, the season's done. You can stop working.
Yeah.
And we all met as a team and they broke the news to us and said, literally, if you're staying in the hotel, pack your stuff up. You got to go. Like,
wow.
Money's dry. You got to get out. I'm just like, all right.
So it was easy for you. You're good.
I called the golf course next to my house and said, hey, my afternoon's free. Do you have a tee time for me around 4 o'clock? And I went, that's the way I celebrated the AAF being done. I went and played a quick nine.
Were you optimistic though? Like at any point, were you optimistic that it had a chance?
Well, when you show up we all went to San Antonio for training camp, all eight teams.
That's right.
And they're just saying, oh, Ebersol saying, you know, we got money for 4 years. We got all these sponsors. We're going to be on the NFL Network. We're going to be on CBS. And you're like, all right, this got some legs. Let's do it. You know, there's some good players. And even talking with our people at CBS here, they're like, listen, there's a good amount of people watching the games. Like, they're getting some traction. Right. Investors just ran away for some reason. It's anything you start, it's going to take time to make money. It's not going to be year one.
Yeah, you got to lose money for a couple of years.
Yeah, so we'll see what the XFL learn from the AAF, and the good and bad.
But I think that's the next question, though, because the XFL is looking to launch next season, right, 2020. And the lesson, I think, that you learn from the Alliance is, one, be capitalized, like definitely capitalized.
Well, he's using his own money.
And that's why that primary lesson is not an issue.
No.
Because I think he cashed out of some of his
$250 million of his own stock.
So he's capitalized. He's got the money to do this. And I guess the other side of it is now you got to convince people that these secondary leagues
I said, people watched.
The game was good, though.
The game was good. It was fast.
Yes.
I mean, it was 2 hours and you were done. I mean, if you're a fan and you go to a college football game.
I did the first
be
game.
Be ready to stay there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
These games are not. I did the first game, Aaron.
When it was over, I was like, wait.
It's done.
It felt like halftime.
Yes.
Right? Because halftime was like 8 minutes. And it was like, right, we're good.
And honestly, I didn't miss the kickoffs.
I didn't miss
them
at all.
It was funky because you'd be, as a quarterback, you know, the other team scores, you're just sitting back relaxing, and, you know, you're just kind of throwing the ball on the sideline, and all of a sudden the coach is like, you're in. I'm like, what do you mean there's a kickoff that has to happen? And he goes, no. No kickoffs. You remember, you're not in the NFL anymore. I was like, we have to go out there and play football.
Yeah. You know what
it felt like? And then going for two as well. You know, you expect to run off the field. It's like, no, get your butt back out there.
It felt like practice.
You got to play.
You know how it is in practice where you just kind of, you do a drill, you go the length of the
field.
And
then it's the next drill.
And then it's the next drill. And then you go to the length
of the
field.
We're in red zone time.
Then it's the next drill. And it moved. The pace was great. That's the one thing.
But did you miss the kickoff?
I didn't miss it at all. And even calling it, I didn't miss it.
No.
In fact, it caught me off guard, just like it caught you off guard. Like, wait, they're taking a snap? Wait, hold on a second.
Whoa, what's the formation?
Wait, who's in? Who's playing? But I think there are lessons from the AAF that I think can make the XFL successful. One, they have money. Two, we know that it can be a good product as long as it's not, you know, like the 40-year-olds who want to come out and play again. It's actually these kids who need another shot and need tape. And so I think the XFL might be successful.
It's in some big markets.
Would be successful, but I think the XFL has a real chance to be successful.
I do too. I think it's in some big markets. You're going to see teams, I believe, in New York, LA.
They're playing in NFL stadiums.
They, once again, great coaches. We'll see. I mean, I really do think that people now get a little bit of a taste of football in spring and what it can bring.
Yeah.
And you're seeing right now a lot of these guys that are in that league are on NFL rosters playing in preseason games.
Yeah, that's right.
And having success. I think Woodside, he's a quarterback. He was with San Antonio.
Logan Woodside, yeah.
Yeah, he balled out the other day for Tennessee in the first preseason game.
Yeah, and that's all you got to do.
He killed it.
All you got to do is make one little impression, and you get an opportunity in the National Football League.
So Kaepernick, if you want to play some football, hey, the rumor is the money is going to be a little bit bigger in this league than AAF, for quarterbacks.
But look, if you're – why am I forgetting his name? WWE.
Vince McMahon.
If you're Vince McMahon and Cap says, hey, I want to play in this league. I want to be your face for the
in
start.
New York,
in
L.A.
He lives here, I think. I think he has a place here, whatever.
Yeah, you do it
I want to be your guy in New York.
Yes.
Isn't it worth paying him a few million dollars a year? I mean, seriously.
If you got the money and you want to get this thing going, I mean, you're most likely, we've heard Johnny Manziel is going to play.
Yeah.
So you got him. That could be a big name. I believe they have a team in Texas, so he'll be that one. If you can get Cap in a city like New York or L.A., I think it's worth
– it would be worth it.
He's not going to get paid 15 or 20 what he thinks he deserves.
No.
I mean, Cap,
it's but he's also not going to get paid favorite.
Where you, the listener, get to ask us a question.
If he went to the NFL, he's also not going to get paid starting quarterback
Simply
money
check
either.
Out the
there.
Right.
He's going to get paid.
CBSSportsRadio.com.
He'll be a high paid backup if someone needs a backup. So he would make two or three, possibly five.
CBS Sports Radio.
XFL, if you offer the guy $1 or $2 million, I think there's a chance he may want to play. I mean, if he's serious about getting back,
one of your questions.
It's an interesting avenue to get back at Apple.
What car care needs.
The
guaranteed low prices.
We're starting it right now today.
Customer service.
Calling Kaepernick for the XFL.
Better parts,
and then ultimately
better prices
back to the National
every
day.
That's
Seeky Moore, make this happen. Everyone's going
to
be happy.
CBS Maybe it'll make Sports the Network. Go away. We're about to get to inbound
855-212-4227.
Inbounds and Out of Bounds is up next on the other side of this break.
Kind of.
On the
not
docket,
really
should the Giants have said what they
news.
Said about
so
their
might,
backup?
You just talk about the XFL. You might
we'll
be playing
the XFL.
You know, a little
from
bit about it. I was going to say, you're like very informed
about those conversations.
Maybe we'll get your brother to come help us coach down in Tampa if I go out there and play.
He'd be a really good coach.
So tell us about what's potentially happening with Tampa.
Well, I think they're kind of just figuring out the teams right now. So there will be a draft, but each team, I believe, I mean, they're still in the infancy stages of all this. Each team will get to pick a quarterback to be kind of the franchise player.
I see. I got you.
So,
and it's organic to you because
I'm from Tampa. So if I had to pick a team, because I had Houston, their GM was a GM in the AAF. He reached out to me and said, hey, would you want to play for Houston? And I wouldn't say no. I would prefer to obviously be in Tampa. You know, we'll give Tampa the hometown discount.
Yeah, you're right.
If they came knocking,
like, I got kids, I got family.
Yeah, I got a wife now. I got to get everything approved by her. So
and she's a lawyer. So
and
watch
she's
out.
A lawyer. And you know, my parents
Dude,
like listen. We
I don't
we
know
haven't
if I'm
changed
happy for
your
you
room.
For that, by the way, or like what? Nervous for you for that
for
that,
the playing
that your wife is a lawyer.
Oh, it's dude. I have to be thoroughly prepared for any argument
dude,
that we
you
have.
You can't win at all.
No,
you have no chance.
Well, she uses words that I don't know. So I'm just like, I lose. I'm done. I quit. Like, I don't know what you said.
Okay.
It's obviously
I
correct.
Small.
So
I feel lost. Small now. You win.
You win this argument. So, but yeah, and my parents are like, listen, we barely touched your room. So that twin size bed you grew up sleeping in, you and Sharon can kind of squeeze in there.
Oh, I love it. That's
and,
awesome.
We'll see. I mean, who knows?
What's the likelihood? Give me a percentage. 80%?
I think it's
40%.
It's like 55-45 play.
Oh. Nice.
There's a little bit more chance of playing than not playing.
Interesting.
A little bit.
We'll keep an eye.
You know what's not fun? And Kaepernick will experience this, and we'll talk about this, I think, our second question in In or Out is getting hit after not getting hit for 3 years is one of the most painful things you can ever feel. Like, not getting whacked and living the nice cushy life, you know, calling games and
your
talking
body,
radio.
Like your body gets calloused.
You get soft.
In a sense, right?
Yeah, you get soft.
You
I got
get
soft.
Soft. Yeah.
You know, I got in golfer shape. I don't want to get hit. And in that first game, you know, you take on a linebacker and you get knocked out and you're like, oh no, this isn't good. I get home that night and my wife goes to hug me. I'm like, no, touch.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
Just give me a peck.
Give
right
me
here.
Advil and let's go to bed. You know, I don't want to be hugged for at least 2 days.
I like it. So. Sampson, let's get to inbounds and out of bounds.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. Tiki and Tierney.
Tiki and Aaron, actually. But I think you know how this works. Sampson's going to read a question. You're going to give your opinion, whether it's inbounds or out of bounds, and give us your reasoning why. You ready?
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, Aaron. The heat is on. Over the past two seasons, Eli Manning's play has been arguably the most critiqued in all of football. From getting benched in 2017 by Bob McAdoo, to last season having media experts calling out the Giants to draft Manning's replacement. Well, they did. And now this year, there are clamors to have Eli on a short leash for the team to turn to rookie Daniel Jones at the first sign of trouble. However, Giants owner John Mara was asked yesterday how he'd like the quarterback situation to unfold this season.
I hope Eli has a great year and Daniel never sees the field. I mean, that would be in an ideal world that you'd like to see that. So. But again, it's at the end of the day, it's going to be a decision by the head coach as to when, you know, or if Daniel ends up playing this year.
Is that you really? I mean, you would. I mean, obviously, you want a team to win a lot of games and make the playoffs. But if Daniel doesn't play one snap as a rookie, you'd be okay with
I'd
that.
I'd be very happy about that because that means that we're having a great year and Eli's having a great.
Inbounds or out of bounds, it is wise for Giants ownership to publicly state they hope Daniel Jones doesn't see the field this season.
Oh, I'm full in bounds on this one. I agree. I mean, that he said it perfectly. If the Giants are having a great year, And Eli's having a great year. That's that. Everyone's happy in New York right there. They're happy. They're having a great year. So why would you want to mess with it? That means if Daniel's going in, that either Eli's hurt or Eli is playing so bad that you just have to put the rookie in there. So I'm all, because the game's different. The game from college to the NFL is a different beast. The speed, the coverages, how fast guys can disguise everything. Like, you need time to learn it. You need reps and practice. You need to see it. You need to learn just how to, what does a game week look like?
That's right.
How do you prepare for a game week?
Agreed.
So sit your butt down, little rookie. Learn from a guy who's won multiple Super Bowls, who has been a Pro Bowler multiple times, has been an elite quarterback, and has done it in a city like New York and have had to deal with the scrutiny that he deals
That's
with.
Right.
It's not just playing quarterback in the city. You can touch on this more, obviously, because you played here. It's not just playing quarterback. It's dealing with all the other stuff that you have to deal with being the quarterback for the Giants in this big old city.
Agreed.
So take a seat.
Learn
a little bit.
I'm right with you, Aaron. This is easily inbounds. And the reason being is all of the things that Aaron pointed out. I'm a Giants fan. I want the Giants to be really good. If Daniel Jones is forced to play, they might be good in spurts, but he's going to have rookie mistakes.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen. Eli, if he's having a great season, the Giants are going to surprise people. And I think that Dave Gettleman has done a really good job of bringing some veterans. He's drafted unbelievably well, even though he doesn't get enough credit for it because he traded Odell Beckham Jr., which was probably Odell Beckham's choice and probably the best thing for the team, but that's a different story. And so I think that everything is kind of working out for Daniel Jones to be in a perfect situation to sit and learn. Like, we don't want quarterbacks to do that anymore, but we've seen this many times over and over and over again. Kid gets thrown in either because their staff has no clue or injury, and a young kid gets destroyed. Like, he might have good potential, but he gets destroyed emotionally and perceptually. Now, Daniel Jones has the personality, exactly like Eli, to deal with the negativity. Hell, he went to MSG and got booed. No, it was Yankees game. Was it Yankees game? I think it was Yankees. Went to Yankees game, got booed. And he's taking a stain, put on a uniform yet. But that's New York. So I think understanding that will be good for him in the long run. But he doesn't need to play this year.
Are you in or are you out?
Speaking of New York football, the Jets have their own questions surrounding new all-pro running back Le'Veon Bell. As we know, Bell sat out the entire 2018 season looking for a new contract and skipped all of the Jets' mini camps and OTAs during the offseason. Now, while he's been a full participant at training camp, he didn't play in the preseason opener, and Bell doesn't seem very concerned about playing at all in the preseason.
Even in college, you know, my sophomore, junior year, I wasn't even playing in the scrimmages, you know, so it was kind of like that. Like, I think college has scrimmages. That was like the preseason games. I don't really necessarily need them. If I get them, they'll help. But, you know, I don't think I'll need them. I think once we get out there, you know, football is football. I've been playing for so long. So it's going to just kind of naturally just come back to me. I get adjusted to the game and, you know, a couple plays and I'm ready to go.
Le'Veon Bell does need preseason reps to get back up to speed after skipping all of last year.
I'm out of bounds on this. You know, we're talking about practice here, right? We're talking about practice. You know, he doesn't need practice. He'll be fine. I mean, you know what he needs? They need to invest in a masseuse, because we talked about, you know, a couple minutes ago, not getting hit for a couple years or a season.
You're right.
That first game ain't going to feel pretty good. And you're going to be needing to go ice bath ASAP, get a nice little massage afterwards. He's going to be sore, but I think for a running back, the fewer times you get hit, the better for you.
No
so
doubt.
I am all for just practice. Make sure you know the plays. You're going to get plenty of timing with the quarterback, the handoffs, the terminology, all that stuff during camp right now.
Yeah.
You don't need to go get banged around.
I agree with you, Aaron. I'm going to say out of bounds here as well. Look, football for running backs is a function of carries. That is hits, that's receptions, that's all of that. And we know that Le'Veon has gotten a lot of them over his first 6 years in the National Football League. One of them, obviously, he didn't play. But I think the bigger issue or bigger point to make about Le'Veon Bell is that if he was a timing player, right, if he was in the Denver Broncos system where you're one cut, you're taking, you know, shift turn, drop step, four steps, cut, right? If that was what he did, then maybe he needs some timing in some preseason games. But Le'Veon Bell is the antithesis of that. Le'Veon Bell will get to a hole, sit and wait for it, you know, juke back and forth a couple times, find it, and then explode through it. Like, his game is so unique. Not very many runners can play that way and get away with it. So I think on top of not taking the hits, but also specifically to how he runs, he doesn't necessarily need the preseason. And I think his coaches going all the way back to college have recognized that.
Are you in or are you out?
Yesterday, CBS Sports revealed its preseason first and second team All-American players for the college football season. The SEC and Big Ten were tied with 9 first-team selections each. However, the first-team quarterback was the ACC and Clemson's Trevor Lawrence, beating out Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa, who was named to the second team. So inbounds, out of bounds. Trevor Lawrence will have a better season than Tua this year.
I'm saying inbounds. Just you look at the conference. I mean, it's the ACC versus the SEC, and even Alabama doesn't have the toughest schedule, but I guarantee you it's a lot tougher than what Clemson has to face. I mean, those guys in Clemson have a bunch of 5-stars playing against 3-stars the entire season. So it's, you know, one, he has a talented running back in ETN,
yep,
a ton of talent at the receiving position.
That kid's a
They're going to be star. Fine on defense. They're going to rebuild that defensive line, so they'll be great. They're going to get Clemson great field position over and over again just to keep stacking up those touchdowns. And pretty boy, the long hair can fling it. I tell you what. Put him in the draft right now. I mean, he may go play XFL for a couple years, get paid, and then go to the NFL. You know what? He is a once in like 10 to 15
Agreed.
To 20. I mean, he is unbelievable. So I think Alabama is going to be frustrated and extremely upset about what last season happened to him. But I do think Alabama at the end of the day is in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
I do think even with all the talent at receiver with Tua, you're not going to see as much passing. I think they're going to go back to a little bit more ground and pound, trust the offensive line, trust Najee Harris and that stable of running backs they have. So Tua will get his. Trust me, he will get his. But I like the ACC and the fact that they have a little bit of weaker defenses.
I'm going to say out of bounds of this one because I'm looking at the Alabama Crimson Tide schedule right now. They start with Duke, and this is Duke without Daniel Jones. By the way, the only reason Duke was any good the last couple years was because of Daniel Jones, because of his arm and because of his legs and his decision-making. They stunk other than Daniel Jones. They're going to destroy Duke. New Mexico State, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. Maybe Texas A&M has brought themselves back up with Jimbo Fisher there. But, I mean, you get like a quarter of the way through the season, maybe even almost halfway before they're going to get challenged. Tua is going to dominate. Now, the only reason I could be on board with Aaron's take is because Tua is not going to be playing deep in this up to a lot of these
well,
games.
Well, Trevor might not be either,
well,
though.
Well, I don't see, but Trevor, I don't know about the backup there. What's the kid's name? We talked about it last year.
He came in and won the game for Syracuse.
Bryce. I can't remember. He did.
Yeah,
but
he came in.
He looked fourth
down.
Really,
you don't
really
want him to play.
Exactly.
But I mean, if you're up by 40 points.
Chase Bryce.
Yeah, if you're
maybe
up by 40, who cares? Let
maybe
him go in there. You're going to be enough lead.
Look, and I think the other side of this, Tua, they were pissed, man. They were pissed about how they lost the in national championship game. And they talked about lack of focus. They're going to be focused.
Are you in or are you out?
The Ohio State Buckeyes are one of the most recognizable brands in all of college football, and now the 8-time national champions are trying to trademark, well, the. Yeah, that's right. Ohio State is trying to trademark the word the to use on shirts and hats, being that they consider it part of their brand. They already have the names and likenesses of Woody Hayes and Urban Meyer trademarked, as well as the phrases Script Ohio and The Shoe. When you so inbounds, out of bounds, when you see the word the standing alone, do you think of Ohio State?
No. Out of bounds, way out of bounds. I mean, that thing is out of the stadium.
Yeah.
Get out of the stadium. It's far. The only time I think of it is when we're watching Monday night game or Sunday night game, when
you're
the
right
players are getting announced and they're like, the Ohio State. Other than that, even covering college football, I don't think of that with
this
it. So out of bounds.
This
silly
is out of bounds.
Very silly.
This is silly. And look, if they're going to use it in conjunction with Ohio State colors or like logos and it's like just the and you got like a Buckeye, so maybe I would get it. But you're going to make these shirts and only people in Ohio are going to care or buy them. And maybe that's the point. But you can't trademark the. It is their official name. Their official name is the Ohio State University. It's not like University of Virginia. It's the Ohio State. So I get it, but come on. This is kind of stretching.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, on the other side of this hour, we're going to get to Aaron's expertise, the SEC, and quarterbacks. Aaron Murray, obviously a former quarterback in the SEC. Looking forward to having this conversation. It's loaded with QBs, but they haven't had a ton of NFL success. At least that's the narrative. We'll tell you why on the other side. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.